We're back from recess and back from reading the documents that are in front of us, which will, I'm guessing, have generated a couple of more questions. But first, we have an ordinance before us in the form of a motion for approval. Brandon, would you read that ordinance one more time?
Yeah, an ordinance to authorize the County Commission to execute a contract between the County of Taney and the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission, providing for airport aid agreement and reimbursement of funds for airport maintenance.
Discussion. Further discussion. Gentlemen. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
So now we're needing to, we've already gone through the process of, with Mr. Erickson to do the engineering consultant, right? We've already, that's all been done?
Yes, sir.
Move to approve the engineering consultant agreement with Garver LLC as presented.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the engineering consultant agreement with Garver LLC as presented. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
One?
Yes, sir.
Move to approve the grant agreement by and between Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission and Taney County.
As presented?
As presented.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the grant agreement by and between Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission and Taney County as presented. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Was there any other business for us, Mark, that you brought today?
That's it. I just need those four items. Or actually, there's four of each of those three executed.
First, let me say that I think this is a huge undertaking, and I applaud you for the success in getting the grant for the engineering, and I agree with you, it doesn't seem likely that they're going to spend $50,000 on engineering and not move forward with the project. So I think that accommodation is in order.
Thank you.
I need a fourth one of these. I see three. Did he leave?
Yeah.
Well, I'll just put these.
Does Nikki need to visit with Mark before he's gone?
Nikki, if it's possible and you're listening to this, if you could visit with Mark before he's gone, come and grab these documents that we have that were just signed and work with him on that, I would appreciate it. Thank you. Energy grant funds is our next agendized item. I would like, gentlemen, for us to re-agendize this for Monday, if possible. Let me note first that we have, in fact, been congratulated by the Department of Natural Resources for successfully completing our Energized Missouri Communities project. And what I would like to do is on Monday invite Debbie Redford to address the public regarding the technicalities of the grant, what it means to schools and other entities that applied for these grants, and for us to discuss it fully at that time. If that will work, we'll reschedule that for Monday. Bucket truck recommendations.
Good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Hayes and Mr. Collins are here to assist me in discussing a recommendation concerning RFP number 201303-214. As a brief summary, this is for the purchase of a used bucket truck that we opened these responses last week. And we received 9 different unit responses from 4 different vendors. We put together an employee review panel to evaluate all of those responses. That panel consisted of Mr. Hayes, Mr. Collins, and Mr. Stile, myself, kind of as a coordinator. We developed a rating system which was released within the RFP when it went out to alert all of the potential participants as to what the process would be. We followed that process rather strictly and came up with a evaluation summary sheet that has those scores listed numerically. And from that point, I'll let Mr. Hayes take over to share some of the details of those 9 units and why they were scored the way they were and what our plan is concerning a recommendation to proceed.
We basically scored all these vehicles based on hours and mileage, service warranty costs, and appearance and functionality. We had one vendor that had 2 units within the top 3, and another vendor that had 2 units within the top 4. But basically, we're recommending a 2000 GMC vehicle from Utility Fleet Sales is our top choice for purchase. I would like to add that our plan basically at this cost, at his big cost, minus delivery cost, I would like to actually see this vehicle before we purchase it, be able to actually check it out further by visually seeing it and operating it, make sure it meets our what we expect and what he's got on his bid.
Where is it at again?
This one's in South Texas, and he's actually bid four different units. We're actually just looking at his basically a top one or his second-rated top unit he's got there. They're both at the same cost. So while we was there, if the top one didn't pan out, we have a second option there to look at while we were there at the same cost. If neither of those pan out, then we're going to look at our next, our second choice vendor, which is actually in Alabama. We need to contact and talk with him. So we do have some options here.
I apologize. I've been signing these prior agreements, but you have a recommendation for us or you have a prioritization for us on?
Basically, our recommendation is to purchase the top scoring unit of the nine after or contingent upon an in-person inspection, which we intend to try to complete early next week or sometime during the course of next week by sending our experts out to look at those and then complete the purchase process, again, contingent upon them, their inspection being completed satisfactorily.
So we really can't award the bid until, I guess we just motion to approve it contingent upon.
You're suggesting to drive?
Yeah, my suggestion is to drive down there. What basically we want to recommend is upon receiving an invoice is that we would run that through and we would go down with a check ready to buy if the vehicle meets our expectation and is a good vehicle, check it out. Basically take a mechanic with me and then bring the vehicle back.
So we would set this up for accounts payable for Monday.
Right.
You would physically take a check with you, and if it meets your and the mechanic's approval, you'll purchase vehicle, you'll bring the vehicle back. If not, then we're going to void the check when you return.
We'll void the check, and we will go with the next vendor on our list that has the next best vehicle.
But let me ask this. Location, is it close to...
It's according to the map, it's about halfway between Dallas and Houston. It's in Bryan, Texas.
Okay.
College Station would be the biggest city close to it.
It's going to be about a 9.5-10 hour drive down.
10 hour drive.
Right. Fly out of the new airport.
That's what I'm actually thinking that. Fly the mechanic and someone else down.
I could drive it back.
And
you can fly down there cheaper.
Yeah.
You can drive.
The two.
The great rates they're having.
What's the closest airport to where you want him to go? Because you're going to have to get a vehicle to get from there to wherever the...
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's not in Dallas, right?
No.
No.
No more.
Thank you, Mark.
Halfway between.
Surely they can come pick you up. Dealership.
Well, I can tell you what it's going to cost to fly to Dallas is around $500 a piece.
Having
just gone there recently.
Think about driving too on the way back. If we do purchase it with driving, you have another vehicle following where there is any problems, you can also address it a little better.
Well, if you're buying it, there should be a guarantee you're going to get back with it.
we're hopeful of that. if you don't, Randy, you and the mechanic just stay there.
I was going to say, he might work.
Make it out of the state anyway.
I thought you could fly down there for like $50, $60 or something.
You can with the new airport.
Yeah, down to Houston.
Out here, you can fly to Houston for less than
$100. Obviously, it's something you need to look into if we agreed to do it.
Right.
there might be some consideration given to whoever this vendor is to make some contact from that point where we're at to get them to location.
So they can come
pick up. My question is it a 2-3 hour drive from the airport to wherever this is, or is it a 10-minute drive?
Well, I'm not much on Texas. But I can look at a map, and we looked at the map. And
look at the different options.
It's outside of a town called College Station.
That's
halfway between Houston.
That's where
also take a look at those airport fares. Again, having just looked at all those wonderful fares.
What's the name of the town?
I found that
College Station. Bryan is where this is. Bryan.
It's where Texas A&M's at, isn't it?
Let me give you a.
It's 1 hour and 36 minutes. 100 miles.
From Houston?
From Houston to Bryan.
See, that's, they can, an hour and a half, the vendor can furnish someone.
I'm just saying that they need to look at those flights.
Yeah.
The good one I could get, I had to spend overnight. There were different.
Fine.
24 hour.
But see, we got the new rates at the new airport.
That's where I look. I'm hoping that would be great.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
We got several options we could do here. Basically, fly down, look at that, just come back, and make them deliver.
Just look all that up yourself and bring those options to the county commission. Let us look at it, and we'll make a decision on it.
If you pick it up in person, they knock $2,500 off instantly.
So it's worth going to pick it up.
Yep.
Well, you mean the price they bid was delivered?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. If we pick it up, you can take $2,500 off that.
Do you guys have any objection to them submitting an invoice, taking it with them however they get there, and back? Us approving that invoice, and if they accept, then they can pay for it. If not, we'll void the check when they get back. Is that all right?
That's all right with me. I want to look at all the options and the cost to
set it up for the invoice at least for Monday and bring us back some options on travel, cost, etc. Okay?
That'd be fine.
Yep, we want to do it at the least expense. Make sure those are one-way tickets down there. If you don't buy it, it's a long walk.
Take the bus, Gus. So are we going to award after all that, or as far as bids?
Gentlemen, I would entertain a motion to approve their recommendation that they have offered today. What was the company?
Utility Fleet Sales.
Utility Fleet Sales.
I would entertain a motion to approve the bid as presented by Utility Fleet Sales as recommended by Road and Bridge, contingent upon this truck meeting the specifications of their inspection, personal inspection.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Exception of our daily staff review, which is to just go over what we've done today, etc. We'll stand in recess.
What's recess? It's like a new
That's bar. A whistling tooth. Recess. Stand in recess until we can get upstairs to finish the day through our daily staff review.